I am Harry. This is my mother, Mimi. And here is our podcast interview for news media. Okay, Mom, what are some pros and cons of the news media?
Well, I would think the pros would be that you become informed. It's a way that we all have a shared experience of being informed about the news. And then the cons are the variety of different venues for news and what is fake news and how do you know what's real.
Yeah, that's kind of what we've been talking about. So next, how can you tell if the news media is telling the truth?
Well, that has a lot to do with fact-checking and knowing your sources, knowing if it's a reputable source. You can even look to see who sponsors or pays for things to see if there's any reason that they would need to promote a certain view because of their sponsorship. So I think whether you're reading something or listening something, it's smart to do a lot of back-checking to see where did this originally come from, and what are the resources that they're using to get the information?
Good answer. Why do some people feel like the news media obscures the truth?
Well, because if you turn to one station, you hear a completely different view than when you turn to a different station. For example, Fox News and CNN. And so I think it's caused a big divide in our country because now we have so much distrust and disbelief. And if where long ago, I think there were a lot fewer vehicles for news. And so we as a community just trusted whatever the news says because there really weren't that many conflicting reports. Where it's a good thing that there's conflict now because it means that we do have a wide variety of reports and reporters. But now we really don't know who to believe, and if news is slanted only one way, then we really don't ever have an open mind for the other view.
Thank you for that observation, Mom. We got two more questions, and then you're gonna, you know, get back to whatever you do during Saturdays. Where do you get your news from, and why?
I get a lot of my news from NPR, and it's primarily because it's a convenient option for me. I listen to it on Alexa when I'm getting ready early in the morning or in the car, and I would say that's my primary news source. I do have New York Times and a few things being sent to my email. Oh, why? For convenience.
Do you trust it?
I do, actually.
Yes.
I feel like it's reputable. It's when you back source, it tries to represent both sides of the picture, and it always comes back and shares any corrections or if they've provided anything false and it's corrected. They always humbly and vulnerably share the mistakes in what they presented earlier.
Okay, great. If you could change one thing about news media, what would it be and why?
Oh gosh, that's a hard one. One thing, I don't know. Do you have an answer for that? What would you change?
I'm not doing the interview, but
Okay, let me just think of something. I guess that they would all have to go through some sort of mandated regulations of back sourcing, and so that we would know where they're, or maybe they would have to list exactly where they've always found out their story.
Like a better, you're more able to get to their sources of where they got this.
Absolutely.
Okay. You think, why? You just think.
Oh, because then I think we would all, things would appear more reliable, and I actually think we would be less divided as a community because I think we would then be really hearing both sides of the story in a truthful and ethical way.
Great. That concludes my interview with my mother. I can go play with my dog now and get back to our Saturday morning. So let's...
Thank you, Harry. This was a pleasure.
Okay, yeah. This was fun.